Hello, this is Karen Fresco with the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, February 19, 2020. We begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Blagojevich Corruption Sentence, Trump Spares the Rod. Illinois politicians from both parties denounce decision, by Jerry Nowicki, Springfield. There was little support Tuesday at the former stomping grounds of ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich for President Donald Trump's decision to commute the remaining years of the disgraced former Democratic governor's 14-year corruption sentence. Republicans and Democrats from various levels of state and federal government issued public statements condemning the president's decision. Blagojevich, who was a contestant on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice television program in 2010, began serving a 14-year federal prison sentence in 2012. He was convicted on 12 criminal counts related to his effort to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Barack Obama when he became president. Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin of Western Springs called Trump's decision disappointing and said he was never going to be able to figure out how the president messages, nor the decision-making that he does. Currently, we have a massive federal investigation into corruption in the state of Illinois, and this action distracts and also dilutes what I think is the proper role of the Department of Justice to root out corruption, he said. In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has argued on several occasions that Blagojevich should serve his full sentence, echoed that sentiment. Illinoisans have endured far too much corruption, and we must send a message to politicians that corrupt practices will no longer be tolerated, he said in the statement. President Trump has abused his pardon power in inexplicable ways to reward his friends and condone corruption, and I deeply believe this pardon sends the wrong message at the wrong time. I'm committed to continuing to take clear and decisive steps this spring to prevent politicians from using their offices for personal gain, and I will continue to approach this work with that firm conviction. Rogue on steroids. Blagojevich was also convicted on 6 counts related to campaign contribution shakedowns, including one count which said he essentially tried to trade $8 million in added state funding to pediatric specialists for a $25,000 campaign donation from a hospital CEO. In 2015, 5 of those were thrown out in appellate courts, although his 14-year sentence was reimposed months later. Durkin was involved firsthand with the bipartisan effort to impeach Blagojevich in January 2009. I saw a governor who was rogue on steroids, he said. He didn't care about the state of Illinois. He cared about his own ambition, and he abused the office, and the legislature did the appropriate thing. The federal courts did the right thing, not only at the district court level, but also the appellate court and the U.S. Supreme Court. And they said his sentence was appropriate. Durkin questioned why Blagojevich should get special treatment when others who are imprisoned for drug offenses spend decades behind bars without relief from presidential pardons. It's just because of the celebrity of Rod Blagojevich, Durkin said. I think it's wrong, and it sends a bad message to people in this country that you don't have to pay your debt to society. Face of public corruption. U.S. Representative Darren LaHood, a Republican and honorary co-chairman of Trump's Illinois re-election campaign, said in August that he spoke to the president and encouraged him not to commute the sentence. On Tuesday, LaHood and the other Republican members of Illinois' congressional delegation, John Shimkus, Adam Kinziger, Rodney Davis, and Mike Boast, released a statement expressing their disappointment in Trump's action. "We believe Blagojevich received an appropriate and fair sentence, which was the low end of the federal sentencing guidelines, for the gravity of his public corruption convictions," they said. "Blagojevich is the face of public corruption in Illinois, and not once has he shown any remorse for his clear and documented record of egregious crimes and undermined the trust placed in him by voters. As our state continues to grapple with political corruption, we shouldn't let those who breach the public trust off the hook. History will not judge Rod Blagojevich well." Durbin weighs in. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who said in 2018 he would support a shortening of Blagojevich's sentence, released a statement Tuesday afternoon in which he did not specifically say if he agreed or disagreed with Trump's action. "Former Governor Blagojevich betrayed the people of Illinois and engaged in a pattern of corrupt behavior for which he was held accountable and which cost him more than 7 years of freedom," Durbin said. At a time when corruption by elected officials is still in the headlines, Illinois and Washington should move quickly to establish stricter ethics requirements, including the full detailed disclosure of income, net worth, and income tax returns by all elected officials. The office of Illinois State Republican leader Bill Brady of Bloomington released a statement saying Blagojevich should serve his full sentence, and several rank-and-file Illinois lawmakers condemned the commutation and called for greater ethics reforms in state government. Eberfest 22, the picks are in. Fans choose Hitchcock. Chaz announces two other films. By Jeff D'Alessio, Champagne. "She's said it before and she'll say it again. Eberfest regulars have exquisite taste in films." So Chaz Ebert wasn't all that surprised by the results of the first movie survey event organizers conducted ahead of the 22nd annual festival in April. "The top five vote-getters were all film lovers' films," she said, "including number five, Goodfellas, selected by her late husband Roger as the best movie of 1990. And the third best of the entire decade. Number four, Fargo, his top pick of 1996. Number three, The Big Chill, an Oscar Best Picture finalist in 1984. Number two, Harold and Maude, one of the American Film Institute's 50 funniest movies of all time. Number one, Anything by Alfred Hitchcock, regarded by Roger as the grand master of cinema, a cut above every other movie maker, even Steven Spielberg." During a Tuesday visit to News Gazette Media, Chaz revealed that 1984's The Cotton Club will open Eberfest 22, 1998's There's Something About Mary will close it, and one of two Hitchcock classics, 1958's Vertigo or 1963's nightmare-inducing The Birds, will be shown per the wishes of fans, a new twist to the festival. "For 21 years, we just curated the festival," said Chaz, who will return as MC. "We'd do surveys asking what they liked, what they don't like, but we never promised that a movie that the audience suggested would be on the big screen, because it was just too difficult to do, and there were so many films that we felt needed to be shown. Other aspects of the festival will remain the same, with the rest of the 12-film lineup to be divulged in the weeks ahead, she said. Top of the morning, something to get you going today, courtesy Jim Rossow. Brody Keith dabbled in wrestling growing up in Monticello, but today, at 39, he's not tempted one bit to roll around and test the mats he and his crew of 12 laid out Tuesday at State Farm Center. "Too old for that," he said. "We just want it to look good." As facility lead attendant, Keith quarterbacks a remarkably quick transformation from Big Ten basketball to IHSA wrestling that has taken place in the arena every February since 1967. By Tuesday afternoon, Lou Henson Court was covered with 6 mats brought in from Hayworth and Stanford Olympia High Schools. "It's like clockwork," said facility manager Jeremy Dunlap, who has been involved in the wrestling makeover for 16 years. Matches start Thursday and end Saturday night. Shortly after the last medal has been handed out, Keith and company will be back at it, clearing the scene in time for basketball practice at 2 p.m. Sunday. It's an impressive flip, one of many reasons why the IHSA and Champaign-Urbana remain happily married in wrestling. The process was made easier by renovations to State Farm Center, an ideal setting for a sport our community clearly cares about. "Start to finish, it's one of our biggest projects," Keith said. "But it's one of our favorites. We want to make everything perfect." From the local section, IHSA All-State Academic Team, Urbana Senior makes the grade. By Alexandria Cobrin, Urbana. Olivia Rosenstein received the good news while doing good deeds thousands of miles away on a Habitat for Humanity mission trip in Mississippi. The Urbana High senior on Tuesday was one of 26 students named to the 2019-2020 All-State Academic Team by the Illinois High School Association. The reigning News Gazette All-Area Girls Cross Country Runner of the Year will have to wait to celebrate with family and classmates until she returns from the club's annual trip south. The IHSA recognizes 13 boys and 13 girls each year for their academic and athletic achievements. Criteria include a minimum 3.50 grade point average on a 4-point scale after 7 semesters, participation in at least 2 IHSA-sponsored sports or activities during each of the last 2 years, and demonstration of outstanding citizenship. Rosenstein runs cross-country and track. Musically gifted, she plays flute in band. She is a member of both the Key Club and National Honor Society and participates in the Special Olympics Polar Plunge. Rosenstein will be honored at a banquet April 20 in Bloomington. His Kids Closet. Health District revokes space. Administrator cites messes, staffing issues. By Deborah Pressey, Champaign. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District stopped providing a space for the charity His Kids Closet because of messes left in the building and inconsistent volunteer staffing, according to Health District Administrator Julie Pride. A 6-year-old nonprofit that provides used clothing to kids in need, His Kids Closet has been distributing clothing at the Health District's Women, Infants, and Children offices for several years. The charity posted an update on its Facebook page Monday, seeking help finding a new location. Unfortunately, the health department has decided that we can no longer do clothing distributions at the WIC office. They unfortunately made this decision without speaking to us, and it was effective immediately, the post said. The public health district provided the WIC space for His Kids Closet, weekly clothing distributions, and it worked for a long time, Pride said. But problems developed in the past year, Pride said. In addition to messes left in the building, she said the organization's volunteer staffing was inconsistent, and the group didn't communicate with the health district about that. It was frustrating for staff, she said. It just wasn't working out. Pride said the health district wishes His Kids Closet the best of luck. Christian Sargent, director of His Kids Closet, acknowledged that volunteer staffing for the weekly clothing distributions has been an issue, though she said, "We've gotten more consistent." Some of the organization's volunteers are students who are gone during the holidays, she said. University of Illinois Ballroom Roller Skating, Wheels in Motion, by Anthony Zillis, Urbana. Music spilled out into the hallways of the Illini Union on Tuesday night, attracting students into the ballroom, which was turned into a makeshift roller skating rink for the Illini Union Board's Mardi Gras Roller Skate Night. A lot of people just come by and say, "Oh, what's going on in there?" Illini Union Board President Jessa Lynn Flores said. Dozens of students rolled around the ballroom and ate food provided by the Illini Union Board, a student organization. They commissioned a company called Record a Hit Entertainment and brought the rink, the skates, and a DJ booth. "We all discussed what cultures we could represent on campus, and this holiday was coming up, and it's one people should learn more about," Flores said. "For events like these, it's just getting students involved with our campus. We want to get students more engaged with their campus, other cultures, with fellow students." A lot of these events happen in the middle of the week to allow students to take a break from studying for a minute, spend time with friends. Jeeves College of Business, Students Not Taxed at All in Helping Less Fortunate, by Alexandria Kubrin, Champaign. Need help filing your tax return? You've come to the right place. Through the University of Illinois' Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, accounting students from the Jeeves College of Business on Tuesday began offering free tax assistance for low and moderate income households, the elderly, and those with limited English and/or disabilities. The program, which is offered nationally by the IRS, was established on campus last year by Professor Matt Hutchins after Salt and Light discontinued a similar service a couple of years ago. "There was a need that needed to be met," said Mandy Alt, the program advisor and accounting instructor, who took over the program this year. "We helped about 100 taxpayers and were hoping to double that this year. We had people we had to turn away because we didn't have enough appointments, so we opened up about twice as many appointments this year." Graduate accounting students will oversee the program with a mix of graduates and undergraduates doing the advising. A competitive process whittled the field from 150 applicants to the chosen 62 students, who had to show strong ability in their tax classes, be recommended by their instructors, and have tax-related internships or work experience. Students then took a four-week course and completed their certification through the IRS's website. It's pretty competitive for the students to be able to get into the program, and the students really want to be able to do this, Alt said. The ones that are here are the best of the best. Among those who made the cut was John Zhu, who experienced Arizona State's version of the program while a student there. I feel it's very good to help the local community, to help them file their tax return, he said. I want to do it again here to help even more people. Added first-time student participant Jojo Wang, I get a lot from this community, so I wanted to give something back and apply my knowledge into practice. Appointments will begin at 6 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays through April 9 in 152 Wohlers Hall, 1206 South 6th Street, Champaign. For information, call 217-300-4784 or email vita@business.illinois.edu. Area update. Local Boy Scouts not impacted by bankruptcy. Champaign. While Boy Scouts of America has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, that doesn't include the Champaign-based BSA Prairie Lands Council, a local leader said. Only the National Council has filed for Chapter 11, according to Prairie Lands Council Scout Executive Jarrett White. Prairie Lands Council is an independent, not-for-profit organization incorporated in Illinois, and it doesn't receive funding from the National Boy Scouts of America organization, he said. All Prairie Lands Council unit meetings, activities, district and council events, and other scouting activities will continue as usual. Boy Scouts of America announced a managed Chapter 11 restructuring as part of a plan to establish a compensation trust for those who were victims of abuse during their scouting years, and to make sure scouting programs can continue, according to White. The safety of our scouts is our absolute top priority, and the Prairie Lands Council remains as committed as ever to delivering the best quality scouting programs in our area and supporting the dedicated volunteers and scouting families in our communities, he said. There is no scenario under consideration in which our council will file for a Chapter 11 financial restructuring. Over the next few months, the Prairie Lands Council's local board will be looking at proposals from the National Council to help its restructuring efforts, White said. Scouting volunteers and employees take the protection of youth seriously, and there is a zero-tolerance policy for any and all abusive behavior, according to White. The Prairie Lands Council has more than 2,500 members and nearly 900 adult volunteers in 9 counties of East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. That article by Deborah Pressey. City of Champaign, West Collection Openings, Champaign. There are still about 350 openings for anyone wishing to sign up for a hazardous household waste collection event set for April 4 in Champaign, according to Nicole Millage, the city's environmental sustainability specialist. This Illinois Environmental Protection Agency-sponsored collection will be held from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and requires registration in advance. Scheduled as a make-up collection for those who signed up for one last fall but weren't able to get in, this event also has additional openings for others to participate. Accepted at the collection will be unwanted oil-based paints, paint thinners, herbicides, insecticides, pesticides, old gasoline and kerosene, pool chemicals, cleaning products, mercury, household batteries, lead acid batteries, used motor oil, drain cleaners, lawn chemicals, solvents, antifreeze, hobby chemicals, aerosol paints, fluorescent lamp bulbs, and old and outdated pharmaceuticals. Registration is available online. That article by Deborah Pressey. Fisher Village Board, $6,000 for engine fix okayed. Fisher. The Fisher Village Board voted to authorize spending up to $6,000 to replace the engine in the older of the police department squad cars with either a new or rebuilt unit. The funding will come from the department vehicle replacement line item. The plan is to continue to use the car in the police fleet for another 3 to 4 years before purchasing a replacement. The village replaced the other squad in late 2018, and the board preferred to keep some separation in the vehicle replacement cycle rather than replacing both vehicles in such quick succession. That article by Kara Filmoni in the Rantoul Press. Parkland College, Anxiety Event, March 25, Champaign. Parkland College is inviting the public to come to its Anxiety Awareness Day event, being held from noon to 1:30 p.m., March 25, at Parkland's room D244. This is a drop-in resource for students and others that will include information about anxiety symptoms and treatment and how to get effective help. Also included will be giveaways, free food, plus an opportunity for free confidential screenings in Parkland's Counseling Services, room U267. That article by Deborah Pressey. Ludlow Village Board, Committee Members Set, Ludlow. Current village ordinances and the needs of the community will be the focus of a committee established within the Ludlow Village Board. The committee will meet with Mayor Steve Thomas to begin the groundwork before work begins on the village's new ordinance book. Village trustees Marcia Spear, Miranda Moore, and Paxton Palumbo volunteer to serve on the committee, which will meet at 6 p.m. before the regularly scheduled monthly board meetings held the second Tuesday of the month. The board last fall contracted with Codification Services of Illinois to write and compile an ordinance book for $7,500. That article by Dave Hinton in the Rantoul Press. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, February 19, 2020. Please stay tuned.